Hey, Diggs, welcome to Dentists in the Know, your backstage pass to current trends, politics, and education in the dental world. We are dentistry's source for honest, relevant information, and with that in mind, this is JB's News on the Go with Dentists in the Know. So introducing to you with all your relevant information, Dr. Jennifer Bell.
So actually a couple of stories. We're going to go ahead and start with the one that I don't want to talk about. And quite frankly, between embezzlement and dentists getting injured in their office, I'm kind of over these news stories that we keep reading about. You know, we just talked about last week, a young dentist that in Louisiana that was hurt while working in her office by a disgruntled patient. And it wasn't just a few days later. Jeff posted again on Friday when we had a young dentist in California who was shot by a disgruntled patient. That individual that hurt that dentist has now been arrested and is in jail waiting for, you know, further processing with the legal system. There is a pretty good laundry list of information on this individual at this point, having been disgruntled with the dentist for quite some time. And it brought up some interesting topics of conversation about how do you keep yourself and your team safe. It is difficult to really identify the seriousness, I think, sometimes of individuals who do ultimately intend to hurt someone else because they're dissatisfied with the level of service that they've received. And I think we continue to have to be vigilant and have those conversations with our team to be open and honest about conversations. If they ever feel uncomfortable with patients that come into the office, they express threats, et cetera. To at least make sure that management, that the doctors know so that they can be more vigilant about those individuals in the practice. Unfortunately, this young man lost his life. And I think it's a valuable topic we have to continue to discuss because this cannot be part of the process for being a dentist in the United States. It cannot be. We have our own risks, right? We have all the disabilities that likely come from doing our job every day. We have plenty of burnout. Suicide rate is high. We have plenty of reasons to think that this profession is really hard. It would be really unfortunate if we also have to add that it is now unsafe to do this particular line of work for fear of retribution from our patients. So we have to keep this conversation open and we have to continue to protect our colleagues. With that, I'm going to stop on those particular stories and hope that this is the last time in a very long time that I have to have the type of news story that discusses a dentist that's been hurt by a patient. Moving on from that, we'll lighten it up just a bit. It was an interesting story that came out of JAMA recently that noted they did a study in New York and looked at about 7,000 kids in an underserved area in New York. About 4,000 of those individuals eventually qualified for the data. They were doing a cross-comparative study between dental sealants and SDF for prevention of Pitt and Fisher caries on the pediatric population. And interestingly enough, they saw no statistical difference in the caries rate among those kids that received sealants versus those kids that received SDF. Why is this interesting? Well, number one, SDF is certainly an easier process to be applied in an area in which you're accessing kids in a public health arena. We know that sealants are much more technique sensitive and require isolation oftentimes and other things to actually be able to apply it. SDF would be a lot simpler. In addition, now there is an ICD code that allows nurses, nurse practitioners, PAs, and doctors to be able to apply SDF for compensation. It's a billable code now. Pediatric services can do SDF as well as geriatrics. So it will, again, continue to provide an opportunity for increased access. We can discuss whether or not we want the medical community to be providing SDF to patients. That's a topic for a different day. But the data at least shows that SDF and sealants could provide the same level of protection for our pediatric population. And we know that SDF could be distributed more globally than what we're able to do currently with sealants. The next story comes out of Tennessee. A lot of interesting bills coming to the state legislator in Tennessee. They have several bills looking at access to care. The first, I thought it was going to be a mid-level provider like Florida just brought forward, but no, Tennessee is looking at two different items. The first is to increase supervisory rules for dentists and dental hygienists. Currently in the state of Tennessee, they can supervise 3 hygienists as a maximum. In my state, it's only 2. But they're looking to increase that to 5, specifically in the public health sector. That is up for debate and for a vote. In addition, they have a second bill that's up for a lot of visibility in insurance billing and practices to be more transparent in benefits and access to care within the dental insurance community. It's a pretty large, all-encompassing insurance bill that will be coming forward for the Tennessee House to be voting on as well. It's fun to watch states taking on these big topics because, as we saw in Massachusetts, we hope that these state issues spur the debate for other states to look at opportunities to also increase access to care and new ways of doing dentistry and our ever-changing workforce challenges. The last story is specific for our guest who's on here tonight. It comes from the ADA. It is a legislative action alert. Back in 2018, the members of the ADA and their colleagues were very successful at putting together the Oral Health Act through HRSA, and it is up for renewal here in 24. So they have called a legislative action for our members to go forward and make sure that your legislators know that you are in support of renewing this Oral Health Act. It increases access to care in a lot of communities. Also has a heavy workforce focus moving forward in 24, which we hope will continue to increase the opportunity for patients to seek the care they need in the communities in which they live. And with that, that's the news.
And that wraps up another podcast for Dentists in the Know. On behalf of Dr. Jennifer Bell, Dr. Chad DePlantis, and myself, remember that we've got a great profession, so let's make it a great day, Dinks.